Now, I shared something with you and Boss Billy yesterday, and I didn't expect the response I got from you guys, which was a lot of laughter and ridicule, I'm going to say. I'm not over-exaggerating, well, am I?
Before you reveal the thing that you're contemplating, I believe you stepped up from contemplating doing. It reminds me of the time you've come off your holidays because, you know, January trace is a lot different to a September trace, an October trace.
Of course.
A November trace has had a gutful of everything to do with the year, everything to do with work. She's taking on no new hobbies and she wants you all just to get stuffed. But January trace, January trace is a trace full of hope, a heart full of dreams.
Yes.
And
when we did,
I remember the last thing you said you're going to do coming off of holidays, you go, you know what I'm going to do? I think it'll be funny. It'll be good content, but, you know, I wouldn't mind trying it. You're going to do those pole dancing classes.
Yeah. That's still on the card.
Stop saying yes like you actually went and did it. Yeah, I did say that 2 years ago and I never did it. Yeah, yeah. And I'm still contemplating not doing it, all right? So, yeah. You came in with the wrong tone. Yeah. That sounds like someone who's still going to do it. Yeah, yeah. 2 years in the making. Yeah.
Oh, are you finished? Do you want me to tell you what I'm doing? Well, you know that I'm going to share this with Bunda. I did sound a bit, enthusiastic there, didn't I?
Either that or a native bird.
Well, while I was on holidays, I've just turned 50 on the weekend, and you sort of think, well, I think it's all downhill from here. You're 50 years, you know.
I think you started that slippery slope before this year, mate.
Shut up. So I saw this on Facebook and I thought, I might do this. But then after yesterday's ridicule, I think I'm 99% I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to play cricket, the woman's social smash, it is called.
Oh,
bump, 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 bump. So what it is, shut up, it kicks off in February, a 1 hour program. So it's at 6 o'clock at night on a Monday night for 1 hour. So
all right, right there, that's a January trace going, yeah, I don't mind being out at 6 p.m. during the week. I don't mind that at all.
Now, teams of 8 players, it's a half ground softball, no padding required, goes for 8 weeks and it's suitable for all ages and skill levels. So I was reading that. Registration fees about $130, but it's a 8-week program. You get to have a lot of fun, a bit of exercise. And, you know, if you get in that little rut of sitting at home and you want to do something, I thought this would be good. But I told you this and you go, oh, can you even bowl? Can you even do this? You ridiculed me.
You can't catch to begin with. You're a terrible catcher. I asked you, can you roll the arm over? And then you go, no, I'm going to be a specialist batter.
Yeah, I'm a specialist batter. I want to come in at first drop. I want to come in at number 3.
The most important position in the team. Then I asked to see a little bit of your batting technique, very front on. I was expecting you to stand in the more traditional side on batting stance. But you're going to a little like Steve Smith and your technique is not going to be textbook.
Well, you take the mick, but I did win a grand final when I was 17. No, I was 18, actually, for indoor cricket in Gatton. So I have got a bit of skill there.
And so did the rest of the Chicago Bulls when they won their championships over those years. But we all know it was Michael Jordan.
Okay. Well, can I ask you, if I do this, will you help me? Will you take me down to some nets? There's some nets over here at North Bundaberg. Will you take me and help me and make sure I have a good season, 8-week season for cricket?
I'm looking forward to buying you a bit of chin music.
Imagine I whack you for a 6, mate, and you'll never hear the end of that.
Look,
so if anyone else wants to join, I'd love to. Like, I haven't got a team or anything. I think, guess you just join. Imagine that they all line up the people that have joined. They pick the captains and they start calling out the people in their teams. And guess who'll be the one standing left that no one wants? It'll be me, because you've talked to me that I'm not good.
Mate, you've had that big C next to your name for a while.